Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
I would imagine that most artists who are in the position that I was in, leaving the major label system and moving into an independent situation, would struggle without, you know, without a strong team. You essentially need to move a microcosm of the major label system in to support your independent system. And it's a difficult thing for, I think, many artists to remember, but most major labels started out as independent minor labels and just grew into something that, you know, that they became.
You know, every artist that I've had the pleasure of conversing with that at one point in time where they were signed to a major label, they say being an independent artist is such a level of freedom because there's no man behind the curtain. They have that level of freedom where everything is based upon the creative process, where they feel they can do what they want to do. It's just about the music. What have you been doing? I know you have a lot of people that have been coming. Where have you been? When are you coming back? I mean, was it difficult for you to be away for this extended period of time, as far as you know how music comes and goes? Just like that, and artists are forgotten very easily. What was your thought process about getting back on the saddle again?
Well, you know, the thought process is closely tied to, you know, your financial situation.
Right.
Luckily, you know, I've worked so hard over the past 20 years, nearly 20 years, that I have a lot of work out in the marketplace that is constantly turning over and being rediscovered. And it keeps, you know, a few pennies rolling in, and you can try to stack those pennies just to keep your headspace open for creative thoughts to be there as opposed to stressful ones. the time flies, you know, as long as I'm, even on my most stressful days, which I don't have many, but, you know, the time flies because, you know, I'm able to focus on my relationships, and, you know, I'm a father, and, you know, and I enjoy all of those, and I like to be as focused as possible, as focused as I am on my work.
You know, it's funny, when you started, I mean, social media was nowhere near as huge as it is today, and it has become a very helpful tool, a marketing tool to get your product out, especially by being an independent artist when you have the different projects like Kickstarter program, where you can sit up here and say, hey, look, I'm building this connection with the listening audience where I want your input. I want you to tell me what you want to hear. And it is a great feeling because it harkens back to the days where a person like myself, and I'm not going to reveal my age, I'm just 21, I'll leave it at that. when you were able to go to a record store and you felt a part of that artist, how does it make you feel? Because you gave the listening public an opportunity to really have an input on this new album, The Fun Rises, The Fun Sets.
Yeah, and to be honest, that's been the most fun for me, and it was the reason why I even signed up to have an album campaign that ran that way. I think most people who know me would say that I'm a pretty private person, and I actually prefer being out of the spotlight and just working. But the opportunity to, you know, sit with people who enjoy your work and to, as you said, to get immediate feedback on the things that you do, even just little ideas that you might have, and you can put it up on video. You can talk about it, as you said, with the new social media tools, and that is a lot of fun, and certainly cathartic and rewarding.
You know, 15 songs, man. I said, wow, and I'm like, I found so many to pick and choose from because each song takes you on a different ride. It really gets you to sit down and really think. And I think a lot of that is really missing in today's music, where it's cool to have a groove. It's cool to get your groove on, but you want something with some substance, where somebody is saying something. And you've always come across to me as that kind of artist. It's like, if I don't have anything to say, I'm not saying anything at all.
Well, I have a buddy of mine named Joseph Foley,
okay.
McCreary, and he's a fantastic musician. He's played with Prince and Miles Davis, and he told me that he would, whenever it was his turn to solo during Miles' show, you know, Miles was always telling him, you know, if you don't have anything to say, don't say it at all. And he said he felt like he learned from that experience, and I learned from him relaying that experience to me. And I don't even understand how anyone could have ever listened to an Earth, Wind, and Fire record and then found inspiration from it and not wanted their music to at least attempt to breathe like that music does. It's still very, very alive, even as popular as Earth, Wind, and Fire is. Their music, it sustains itself simply through being as well-written and arranged and dynamic as it is, and that really only comes through a genuine love for what you're doing and understanding the craft of songwriting.
Yeah, absolutely. You, I want to touch upon something. You said songwriting, which is somewhat kind of taboo in today's industry. do you feel that songwriting has been kind of pushed aside in today's industry, where everything is the focus and emphasis on as far as the glitter, the lights, the smoke, the mirrors?
Well, unfortunately, it's music is no different than any other product that has suffered from mass production. And, you know, in many ways, I don't blame businessmen who say, if I could sell 20 Rolls Royces, why not break them down into 20 million Passats, you know, or whatever. And the same with, you know, a very fresh ground beef burger, you know, why not break it down into a billion little small McDonald's burgers, you know. No disrespect to McDonald's, but, you know, that's kind of what has happened with music and everything. I do think it's incumbent upon us to say what it is we want, you know, and I stop at McDonald's from time to time, certainly, but I make it a point to go out and find people who still love the craft of making food, fresh food, and I enjoy that as well. And I do think people have to make it a point to go out and enjoy what music, the breadth of music and what it is, because it does flow all the way from somebody who is as wonderfully diverse and talented as Louis Armstrong to you know, what we have today.
Absolutely, but in the words of Samuel L. Jackson, he said, you know what, I love a tasty burger, but sometimes and a lot of times we need some substance. We need some nourishment. We need some vegetables, you know what I mean? And that's what we have.
That's right. But,
yeah, absolutely. The fun rises, the fun sets. One of my favorite songs, Teach Me a New Language. Tell the listeners about that particular song.
Well, I appreciate that, too. That's one of the songs where it was one of the last songs that I did for the record. And, you know, anytime you start a record, there are any number of anxieties that you go through from, you know, your team. They're giving you influence about, you know, the kind of songs they think that you should be doing. You're thinking about what the fans might want to hear. And eventually, you do need to take all that information in, and then you compose it into something that can fit well with what it is you want to do as an artist. And it's generally around the end of a project that particular song will come together, and it fuses everything that you've been told and everything you feel. And Teach Me a New Language was that for me, because I knew that I wanted a song that moved and like the songs I grew up listening to. Just for example, and I know I'm kind of long-winded here, but Elder Barge, he wrote All This Love or Time Will Reveal. When you look at those songs on the surface, they seem like very simple melodies. But as you break those songs down, there are layers and layers of musicality that serves to make that melody that he's singing that seems so easy to actually sounds like something that anybody could sing. But it takes a real craft to do that. And so I wanted to challenge myself to do something similar.
Well, it definitely resonates during the whole entire project. Oh, absolutely. So let's get lost in some new music, of course, from Van Hunt, from the new album, The Fun Rises, The Fun Sets, with Teach Me a New Language, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
No one can hold you like I do. Ooh. No one else would follow the clues. They see your bright colors. They hear your bells and whistles. What will they do?
Teach Me a New Language from Van Hunt from the new album, The Fun Rises. The Fun Sets, and yes, it is available as we speak on iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. And if you're feeling even more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. You know, I'm curious. We're both fathers, parents. And by being a parent, you get a different perspective on life. Now, by being a dad, how has that helped you grow? How has that helped you grow as a man, but not just as a man, but also as a musician, by getting a different perspective?
Well, it's funny. I love the saying that your kids don't care about you as much as you care about them. And, you know, I understood that pretty early on. And so I'm able to actually compartmentalize the musical development from the parenting.
Okay.
And so, you know, my kid doesn't spend much time thinking about, you know, me as a musician at all.
Okay.
And so when we're, you know, with each other and I'm parenting, it's a very focused and actually really rewarding experience because, you know, I think I don't have to, you know, think about all those other things, elements, you know, music and all that. So I really enjoy it, and I enjoy being able to focus on each one individually, you know.
It definitely creates a balance, and it keeps you humble.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
Children will definitely keep you humble. But, you know, it's a beautiful thing because it's like you're not Van Hunt the musician, you're just dad. You're just dad. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And I want to touch upon as far as creating a balance, as I touched upon earlier, as far as social media, today's music. People want to know anything and everything they can find out about you. How have you been able, and I know your privacy is very, very important to you, how have you been able to maintain that kind of balance where you say, I can give them just a little, but not too much, because there's a certain part or element of myself I want to keep to myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, honestly, it's pretty easy because this new era of communication has actually given rise to, and I'm not saying this judgmentally or harshly, but it's given rise to a great deal of self-consciousness and narcissism. So I don't, people are interested in my life, but I think only to the point where it relates to theirs, and then they're just about done. Whereas when I grew up, it was really all about understanding who Prince was or who Michael Jackson was. I really wanted to know, and it really didn't have much to do with me at all. And I didn't feel like I had a voice to then go and talk about my discovery of who those stars were with other people, and thereby giving my voice a place out there as well. But now, you know, you have people who are holding court online and literally talking to, you know, 10, 20 of their friends and feeling like, you know, they're kings and queens of the world. And I don't have an issue with that at all.
It's incredible. I mean, for me, there was a time I would just sit up, hey, let me go get a write-on magazine and find out what my favorite art is. You know, we go to the record store down the street and just, you know, buy something on wax or cassette. And
correct.
Gave me that closeness of really saying, hey, I've never met the artist, but it's like we won. This artist understands me. And it is amazing. It's like you have people that can sit behind a keyboard and have that kind of power, as you say, hold court. You know, it's incredible to me. It's incredible to me. Now, it would be redundant on my part. Now, the listeners would be very mad if I didn't ask. Now, I know you're out and you're promoting the new album, of course, The Fun Rises, The Fun Sets. When can we start, I guess, hoping to see you perform live?
Oh, I just got off the phone actually a little while ago and beginning the talks about putting a show together.
Okay.
And you know, for me, it's a similar process to putting the album together, and it drives everybody crazy. But you know, I feel like I'm a child of James Brown, and right. and Prince, who's still out there doing it on a mastery masterful level. You know, I can't just go out and stand up in front of a band and just sing a song and, you know, call it a night. I really have to put a show together and bring an experience to the audience and to try and challenge myself as well.
What does it mean for Van Hunt to challenge himself? Because every day brings a new obstacle as far as being able to hone your skills and get better as an artist. What does that mean to you? Or should I say, the emphasis on becoming a better songwriter?
It means probably an unhealthy consumption of my career. But the way you mentioned going to Write On Magazine and completely absorbing everything about an artist, I still do that. even with today's artists, you know, whether it's somebody who raps like Earl Sweatshirt or who sings like Jill Scott, I just want to understand where they're coming from, and so I still I'm on a very high level of taking in what the mechanics of the craft,
right.
and trying to add on to what it is I do.
Tell us about If I Want to Dance with You.
Well, it's probably the if I may say so, I think it's the most vulnerable song on the record.
Okay.
And it started out, I was in England, and I was with some friends. They were performing on a show in England, and I was performing with them. And we were going to dinner one night, and we had to walk through this cemetery. And I couldn't see anything in the cemetery, but, you know, they got a big kick out of scaring everybody. But anyway, the next day I wanted to go back and really see the cemetery during the day. And what I noticed was that the cemetery is nearly 300 years old, and a lot of the headstones had faded. And so I said, you know, it's amazing because everybody who would miss anybody who's in the ground is also in the ground, you know. everybody associated with these people have gone, you know.
Right.
And so it really dawned on me, and I said, wow, you know, the first line just came to me, that the English air is a face eraser. And I was talking about the face of the tombstone, the headstone. And that the song just started from there.
Because I listened to that particular song, I think it was like maybe 4 to 5 times. I'm like, wow. I'm like, okay, this is completely different. But it kind of brings you in where you kind of get lost in your own world because you're trying to. I've always said, and just my perspective, what makes a great artist is that they're able to create a picture and a piece of art where it draws the listener in. They're part of the artwork. You're in their world and you can understand their world. And man, you've done a masterful job of being able to do that and create this on a new album, of course. The fun rises, the fun set where If I Want to Dance with You here in the comfort zone of LODO Radio.
Remote control. don't worry, love will return. With more love that we'll be gone. If I wanna dance with you, remote control. If I wanna dance, wanna dance, wanna dance with you. If I wanna dance with you, I have to use my remote control.
Stop by Van Hunt's official website. That's at vanhunt.com. You can also catch up with him on Twitter and also on Facebook. That's at twitter.com/Van Hunt. And it is the same for Facebook. We want quality over quantity. Lord have mercy. Man, I you know what? I've waited a long time to get you on the air because I'm so enamored with your music. It speaks to me, man. It really speaks to me. I grew up in an era where music meant something. You know, the neighborhood that I grew up, everything that Earth, Wind & Fire did, it was considered our Bible. It was considered our Bible, man. And it's very rare, besides artists like that, yourself, and of course, Prince. You have something to say. You master your craft, but even when you master your craft, you don't put yourself in a box. You continually try to elevate yourself and to become a better songwriter. And I'm going to tell you something, man. You really outdid yourself on this new album.
Well, you know, I really appreciate that. I mean, it's so genuine coming from you. And, you know, it does make it feel like all the hard work is worthwhile, you know. And but you're absolutely right. It does take a lot of hard work, and a lot of it isn't very rewarding. But I don't put myself in any different light than I would a physicist or a school teacher who just wants to contribute to society in as positive a way as possible. And that's all I'm doing. That's how I see it, and that's why I get up every day and address what it is I have to do with as much professionalism as I possibly can, because I know that Charles Stephanie and Earth, Wind & Fire and Prince and James Brown, they did the same thing. They did their part. I want to do mine.
The Van Hunt of today, if he could get in a time machine and go back 10 years ago, what would the Van Hunt today tell the Van Hunt 10 years ago? What would you say to him?
Well, let's see. trying to find an appropriate answer.
The airwaves are yours, my brother. Free your mind. Free your mind. It's all right.
I probably would say that, you know, you can slow down and enjoy this, and don't think about this in terms of wins and losses. Think about it as an opportunity to listen, absorb, and contribute. I would leave it there. Same thing I tell my kid, actually.
I've always used the analogy as like the tortoise and the hare. You know, it doesn't matter how fast you start, it's how you finish, man. At the end of the day, man. And I'm so proud, impressed with you, because you've always kept your character and your integrity intact, especially dealing with this industry. This industry can it can pull you in and spit you out and forget about you. And you've always remained true to who you are. And speaking of remaining true, Vega, one of the smoothest cuts I have ever heard in a long time, man. In a long time, absolutely. I said, okay, we got to turn it up just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Tell the listeners out there about that particular song, Vega.
Well, I'm glad you asked me about that song. I feel like you're in my head, man. I'm glad you asked me about that song, because you had mentioned keeping integrity at the forefront of my thoughts and my actions, and that really is supported by the people that I'm with, and that it starts with my mother, as well as, you know, Randy Jackson or you know my relationship, but my mom actually had a 1975 Vega, and she it was her first, you know, new car, and she drove me around, and then this first car I remember her having, and the video was initially going to be me as a little boy in the back seat with my babysitter in a Vega, but we couldn't find a Vega, so I turned it into a skating video, and I dedicated it to what I call the heroes of Hoover Skating Rink, which was a big skating rink in Dayton, Ohio, where I'm from. And my mom would take me there, and I'd see her skate, I'd see my dad skate. It was, you know, a good nostalgia, a good bit of nostalgia. And I threw that all into the visuals of the song. I threw some of that into the lyric. And that's really where it came about. It's why I wanted the song to be first on the album. Thought it was a good intro to the rest of it.
Man, it was so funky. I mean, funky, F-U-N-K-E. Yes, Lord. I mean, real funky. It harkens me back to a time, man, when Seconds of Pleasure was released on your self-titled album, man. And, I mean, it's definitely a beautiful thing. So without further ado, let's get into it. The hit single from the new album, The Fun Rises, The Fun Sets. Vega, of course, from Grammy Award winner Van Hunt here in the Comfort Zone of LODO Radio.
The Fun Rises. Thank you.
next verse is full of similes and metaphors.
www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. That's what we're here to do. Brother, thank you so much. Have a blessed evening. And again, we are going to keep up the breath as far as a tour schedule, because I don't care where you're at. I don't care if you have to go by train, plane, automobile. If you have to get on a camel, go see this brother perform live.
Well, thank you. And I, it's going to be fun. I can't wait to get out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. God bless, man. Stay positive. Remain strong, okay?
You too. Thank you very much. I will.
All right. The one and only Grammy Award winner, Van Hunt, new album, The Fun Rises, The Fun Sets. Lord have mercy. Feeling extra cuddly this evening. It's spring is in the air, and a May Day. I love it. Well, I got you here. Is it okay if we just kind of rewind a little bit back to 2004, self-titled album, Van Hunt, Seconds of Pleasure, here in the comfort zone of LODO Radio.
Confusion. Bye. You know, I really don't think this song would ever sell. I don't think people would ever understand. You know, I really don't even sing it well. I try, but somehow I just can't. Still, I'll sing it every night. And I'll fight so hard just to keep it in. This one's for you. I've done 100 songs, from fantasies to lies, but this one's so real for me that I'm the one who cries, and I sing it every night, and I fight so hard to hide my tears, 'cause this one's for you. This one's for you. This one's for you, wherever you are. Say that nothing's been the same since we've been apart. This one's for all the love we once knew. Like everything else I had, this one is for you. Yes, I've got it all, it seems, for all it means to me. But I sing of things that I miss, and things that used to be. And I wonder every night if somewhere, somehow, you might miss me too. And Lord knows I sing just for you. I say, this one's for you, wherever I go. Wherever I go, say the things I know I should have said, things that you should know. This one is for you. Through the years,
And yet you've been so good to me through all the tears. I just want to say that this one is for you.
This one is for you in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you again to my man, Van Hunt. Thank you so much for honoring us this evening. And remember, family, be sure to purchase the new album, The Fun Rises, The Fun Sets, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also for those who are like living on the edge, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of quality and substance, I had the honor of having on the very talented, extremely gifted vocalist Stephanie Spruill as we got lost. And her new album, It's a Jazz Day, and here's one of the many hit singles from that new album, one of my favorites, Nothing Lasts Forever, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
The night.